During 1947, we had a rash of unidentified flying objects reported to the Air Force. During this time, General Sanford directed the Air Force to establish an office to try to determine what these unidentified flying objects were. The program is threefold, and the Air Force interest in the UFOs is first to determine if a possible threat to the security of the United States exists. Second, to determine the technical or scientific characteristics of any such UFOs. Third, to try to explain or identify all UFO sightings reported to the service. The UFOs as such do not pose any threat to the security of the United States. I do get a number of reports from people who claim that they have seen little green men, have seen space vehicles of sorts, but as far as having trouble with crackpots, no, I don't. Most of these UFOs that have been reported to the Air Force have been determined to be aircraft or a natural phenomena under intelligent control, but strictly an earthly control, not anything that's extraterrestrial in any way. The FBI has no function as far as a role in investigating UFOs. If the FBI gets into the picture in any way, it is because maybe a State Highway Patrol Department or some office that does not know how to contact the Air Force UFO officer calls the FBI into the picture, but they have no function in investigating UFOs whatsoever. We do get a number of queries from time to time when television reruns a commercial picture like the Hollywood version of UFOs. We have no tapes of sounds or tapes of any sounds reportedly being of UFOs. All the satellite tracking networks do report objects in the sky, but they're not really unidentified flying objects. As such, we have the SpaceX people who keep track of the space debris, and we do occasionally have debris coming back into the atmosphere, and they, of course, report it through official channels. We do get reports from the Army and the Navy, and usually these reports come through official channels and through official communication. Usually when we get a report, an official report through Air Force channels, we direct the UFO officer at the nearest airbase to immediately conduct an investigation. First of all, we try to contact the people who were the observers or the witnesses of the object. Then we try to take photographs of the area or the object if possible. We try to go to the site, go through the observation with the people, try to go back at the specific time when this individual or individuals observe this phenomenon or the object, and from there on, we come back to the office, try to determine exactly what it was. And here we have different courses of action which we can take according to what we can determine at that specific time, whether it was celestial, whether it was an object, something like a refueling operation, or maybe balloons, birds, or what have you. We have had reports from crew members inside of an aircraft reporting a UFO. But we have determined these, and we have evaluated them to be reflections of light on the windshield, and they were from the source within the aircraft. The largest number of people that were involved in a single sighting were the people who observed Sputnik 4 in Manitowoc, Wisconsin, coming back into the atmosphere. We had approximately 40 witnesses reporting to the Air Force that they had observed a phenomena or an object, and they reported it as an unidentified flying object. We have had reports from the Ground Observer Corps, and we haven't had any problems with them. They usually come through official channels. All photos have been evaluated. However, we haven't had any unidentified photos. USAF pilots have reported sightings in the past year. Some of them have been determined to be satellites, some of them meteors, some of them missile decays coming back into the atmosphere. Airline pilots are pretty good, and of course they report meteors as well as missile decays. No, we have no policies with other countries regarding UFOs. We do from time to time receive reports from American embassies overseas. We had one from Italy not so long ago that a gentleman turned over to the embassy, and they in turn submitted it to us for our evaluation. The FAA doesn't report any UFOs as such. However, they do help us out in trying to determine whether there was any activity of any particular nature within their area. At the present time, we have 910 unknowns in the file. The only sighting which we have on file that has left markings is the Socorro sighting. And I really can't classify that as an unknown as yet, because the case is still under investigation. Well, we have status reports or progress reports, 1 through 12, but they were not reports such as Special Report 14. Now, we don't have a 13, it's missing. Maybe the Air Force just decided to skip number 13 because the project officer was probably superstitious. Well, as far as I'm concerned, any case that has been thoroughly evaluated and has not been explained is baffling to me. I haven't in any way come to the conclusion that any of the UFOs that have been reported to the Air Force are guided by intelligent beings. However, the majority of classified cases date back to the early part of the project. I would say that less than 1% of the cases are now classified since, say, 1960. And most of these are because of radar techniques and not because of the sightings themselves.